Hey, hey, hey. Coming at you live from St. Andrew Sewanee. The intro is wrong, actually. DJ Cameo is not here today. She's feeling a little under the weather. So you have your favorite DJ, me, Kendall, hosting instead today. And with us, we have our new teacher, a Fatherfly fellow, I believe,
yes.
Miss Kimmer, and a fellow alumni, not a fellow, an alumni and former student of St. Andrew Sewanee, and Luke Bostelman, who is also a new student here. He wanted to join in, talk a little bit, say a few words, but the focus for today is Miss Kimmer. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we want to ask and just like know a little bit about you because we got a lot of new people this year, new teachers, new students. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Centerville, Alabama. Yeah, it's about 20 minutes from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Yeah,
that's about an hour and a half away.
It's about 3.5.
Oh, yeah. I was a little off. A little off. So you went to St. Andrew Sewanee, and then you, after you graduated, you went to University of the South,
yes.
Just down at the road.
Yes.
So how was that?
It was a great experience. It was unusual. I went there during COVID. That was we were sent home my freshman year, so I feel like I had a unique experience, just as everyone did in school. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
What did you major in?
I majored in English, and I minored in dance and politics.
Nice.
Yeah.
So can you bust some moves for us?
Oh, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, ballet moves.
Ballet. Oh, nice. That is difficult.
Yeah. Yes.
So those were your majors and minors. What, like, specifically classes, like, what were your favorite, either here at St. Andrews or in Sewanee?
I definitely became interested. I've always loved reading and literature. Mm-hmm. I became interested in American literature at St. Andrews my junior year. I took it from Miss Asmus.
Yes.
My first semester and second semester of my junior year. And so I really wanted to expand on that while I was at Sewanee. And I took a class on Faulkner with Dr. John Grammer, and I became very interested in Southern literature. And so I wrote my honors thesis on Faulkner, on The Sound and the Fury in Light and August, yeah.
And then in Sewanee, what were your favorite? Were there any favorite courses, or did you just...
Faulkner.
Yeah. That was in Sewanee. Yeah. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, in American literature with his wife, also
nice.
Dr. Grammer. Yeah.
So you went here, and then you came back. Now you're a teacher. I don't take any of your classes.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Luke takes any of your classes.
I do
so
not.
We are completely in the dark on what you teach and who you teach. I think you teach... ninth grade literature?
Yes, I teach, ninth grade literary studies. I co-teach just this semester that class with Miss Kira Tharp, and then I teach the literature portion of place-based American studies, the juniors, yeah.
Who's the history teacher for place-based?
Dr. Urkel.
Dr. Urkel? Yes. Oh, that's going to be fun.
I know. We're going on a field trip on Friday to Chattanooga. It will be a lot of fun. Yes.
Why Chattanooga? What are you learning in Chattanooga?
That is mostly his area. I think there's a lot of Native American cemeteries that he is interested in looking at. And then in my class, we're reading Ely, an autobiography of Ely Green, who grew up in Sewanee or was born in Sewanee. And in the book, there is a mention of a death of a black man, and there's a memorial site for him in Chattanooga. Yeah, so we were really able to combine our two classes and go. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's very specific. I didn't know there was I know there are some books placed in Sewanee, but I didn't know there were there were books that we were studying. So what peak activities do you run? Which, for those who don't know, PEAK is the new name for our afternoon programs this year.
Yes.
So
I'm the assistant coach for varsity girls soccer, and we're 4-1 right now. So,
nice.
Yeah, we just had a big win last night, 4-0 last night.
I heard the bells.
Yes.
What, you guys got back pretty late.
Yes,
it was
we did.
I was getting ready for bed, and in the background, I just heard all of the bells ringing, and I was like, whoopee!
Yeah.
And then I just passed out.
That's our last away game for a while. We have one more,
nice.
But we've kind of had back-to-back away games, so I think we're excited for a bunch of home games.
Being at home.
Yeah.
That's nice because as a boarder, it's really hard to go to games that aren't home games.
Right, and especially figuring out like dinner for mm-hmm. boarders, I know, can be frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. So we're trying. Last night we went to Zaxby's.
Zaxby's?
Nice. Yes. But I'm also assistant coach for varsity women's basketball. And then in the spring I'll be helping Mr. Michael Short with cycling.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you play soccer or basketball?
No, I've actually never played any team sports before. but I'm learning a lot.
So how did that come to be that you coach soccer?
I was placed there. I really, when I interviewed, I said I'm very malleable and I want to be wherever you need me
malleable.
To be. Yes, and I am.
Love that.
I'm glad I said that because I've, you know, been a part of the soccer team and the girls are so welcoming and so fun.
They are
and
very
I
sweet team.
Now have a love for soccer, and so yeah, I do know more about basketball.
Yeah.
So that might be.
I feel like basketball is a little bit more easier to understand
yeah.
than soccer. I still don't fully understand soccer. I don't understand soccer. Like, what is a red card?
I don't know any of the cards. I don't fully understand everything, but
I just know that whenever the red card comes out, you're supposed to be mad at the referee.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's for our team.
Right.
If it's for
the
other team, it's like...
We're happy.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job there. You also... So, fun fact.
Oh, gosh.
Me and Miss Kimmer share a wall.
Yes, we do.
I was nailing some stuff really? Into my wall, and she comes a knocking like, "Hey, just so you know, like, I'm next door."
Yeah, so, I just wanted to tell her first night,
which has freaked me out ever since. I've been like, every time I get close to my wall, like I hit it in my sleep, I'm like, "Oh, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up Miss Kimmer." But like, if I was on the other side of the wall where Sydney was, oh, I'd be banging on it all night.
Yeah,
but
yeah, no.
Not your wall. I want to make sure you get some nice sleep.
Oh, I'm a very heavy sleeper, so I don't think you have to worry about waking me up. I've never, besides the,
you know, hammering
yeah,
into
I haven't heard
wall.
You said.
So you went here, you graduated 2019. What was your experience like here at St. Andrew Suwanee? Because I feel like, and I've been here for a very long time for most people, me and Alex both.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here since the 2020 to 2021 school year, which was a very odd year because,
COVID.
Like, your freshman year, like, COVID was a huge ordeal. And I feel like since COVID, St. Andrew Suwanee has drastically changed
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the stuff that they do. So, like, what are, like, some of the biggest things that you miss being a student at St. Andrew Suwanee versus being a teacher here?
I loved my time at St. Andrews. I left a school that I didn't feel as if I was being challenged, and I didn't feel as if I was socially thriving there. And then I came to St. Andrews, and I mean, it's cheesy. We talk about, you know, you belong here, and I really did find my place. I loved being a boarder. I made so many new friends. This is definitely just a problem from COVID, but
yeah.
I really wish I could see the day students and boarders interact more. I feel like
I
some of my best friends here were day students, but...
There's a huge gap now in between... boarders and day students that I feel like wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
But
that'll take time.
It'll take time.
Yeah.
I feel like slowly but surely it'll come back. I've slowly noticed more day students being here on the weekends
yeah.
with the weekend activities, which like last year nobody was ever here. It was
mm-hmm.
like those activities were purely for boarders,
mm-hmm.
not because they weren't open. It's just day students were doing other things.
Yeah.
So now it's definitely becoming more open and more mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, can you share any of your favorite memories that you've made here so far? Or
here so far?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gosh.
How's teaching ninth grade?
It is very interesting. I really enjoy it.
An interesting take.
Yes, yeah. I enjoy it. It is interesting because I did not attend St. Andrews when I was in ninth grade. Mm. And so I didn't know what to expect. And also place-based wasn't a class when I was here. So it's an entirely new experience for me. It's not like I'm teaching a class I already took. No, they're awesome. I feel like ninth graders, I mean, obviously they have their moments like we all do. But
we all have our moments.
Exactly. But they are really the malleable ones.
They are very...
Yeah, they're like sponges.
New to the world.
Yeah.
Is it ever weird for you coming back as like a teacher rather than a student?
Yes. Talking about memories I've made so far, awesome experiences. The senior retreat this past weekend, I went to the same place for my senior retreat. And I think that was the first like... You know, my mind's blown. This is so weird. You know, I'm asking other students to do stuff that I did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think that was been the most exciting / weirdest.
That sounds like, I don't know what I would do if I, like, switched positions where I was the one, like, telling the kids what to do.
Yeah.
Like,
role reversal.
Yeah.
That's so, I don't know how I would, like, react to that. That's so odd. So you're also a part of the Father Fly Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Last week we had Mr. Fisher here. He's also a part of the Father Fly Fellowship. So, like, what is the process and what is a Father Fly Fellowship?
The basically, the Father Fly Fellowship is a 1-year fellowship where you kind of get to dip your toes, one might say, or also like fall headfirst into education. We have awesome mentors. We have these once a month mentor meetings. We have one tomorrow morning, and mine is Margot Burns. She's awesome. And so we're kind of guided along the process of teaching and coaching. I mean, that's an example, like soccer. I would have never coached soccer had I not, you know, done this fellowship. And so, yeah, it's just a 1-year teaching gig with a lot of support. And it's only week 3, but I'm having the best time.
Only week 3. That's crazy to think about. It feels like I've been here for so long.
I know. With preseason, I feel like I...
Oh, yeah. With preseason, it's got to feel even longer.
I feel like it's about to be Christmas break.
I'm waiting for it. I've got the countdown. Like, when is May? Yeah. When's graduation? Are we there yet? We've got to be close. So, I had something else to say, and it has completely slipped my mind. I hate whenever this happens.
I know.
You're a dorm parent.
Yes.
So I'm a boarder. I live on campus. I mentioned this already. I said that I've shared wall with Miss Kimmer, and also Miss Kimmer sits in her room with me on some nights for 2 hours, and she says, "Kendall, stop playing Minecraft and do your homework." What's that? Why? So on the like role reversal with like being a teacher now versus a student, like hosting study hours, like that's got to be a little odd. I feel like
it is a little odd. They also. The supervised study, so that used to be in the library. There's all these little shifts that have happened since I've been
here. That's actually new. Last year it was new.
Oh, wow.
I was in supervised study last year.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And the year before. And we were in the library the year before. But the thing is, it got a little bit crazy.
Okay.
People started doing things.
They shouldn't have been doing.
They should have been.
Yeah.
So they had to be like, all right, split it up.
Yeah.
Calm it down. So our time's about to run up, but are there any questions you have to ask, like, me or Luke? Luke being new, me being here for, this is my 4th year here at SAS.
Huh. If there's one activity during the year that happens that Luke or I should try out, what would it be?
So usually the Ocoee water rafting trip is a, I don't know if they still did those whenever you were here. But usually that's what we do on a weekend, the first weekend of being here as a boarder. as like a bonding time. We didn't do it this year, mm-hmm. but I'm hoping they offer it as like an option at mm-hmm. some point. I know they did last year, like they offered it around April mm-hmm. to do it. It is like one of the best experiences. I love the Okoe water rafting trip. And even like apart from the rafting, it's like an experience whenever you're all exhausted and you're on that bus and you're freezing cold and you guys are all cuddled up next to each other because you're shivering.
Yeah.
Like it's an experience where you're being tortured, but you're having fun.
Yeah. I'll have to keep that in mind for weekend activities.
Indeed. Yes. All right. That is the end of Headmaster's Corner. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys next week.